veteran
and his emotional support Canadian
scream into the void about the Mormon Church. If you want to reach us, we are on Instagram at NotSoPeterPriesthood.
And you can email us at NotSoPeterPriesthood@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us. Enjoy!
Bye!
Just jamming. It's fine.
Just jamming. Just jamming. Listen to some good metal music before. I don't know why that calms me. Anyways.
I feel like that speaks to some trauma. And we're going to have to unpack that eventually.
It's true, though. Like, what is the books that I read most often?
Yeah. I know.
So probably.
And you get so much glee out of, like, the most fucked up ones.
What is wrong? Like, actually, what is wrong with me? Because, yeah, I just finished No One Can Know, and I...
Such a good book, though.
So good! So good! And the last one was a horror novel, which I found delightful. Like, I was telling my mom about it, and she was like, are you okay? I was like, no, clearly not. But
that's besides the point.
I was like, and she's like, that sounds terrifying. And I was like, no, it was delightful. She's like, no. No. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
Totally. You're totally normal. Everything that's normal is, when I think of Dusty, I think normal.
Mm-hmm. Mentally stable. Functioning adult.
So to just start off our little, just to set the tone, and it has nothing to do with the topic, but it has to be said, it has to be brought forth, because this is a surprise for Dusty listeners. She did not know this one was coming.
Fear in my heart.
So our best friend, Brad Wilcox, was in a conference, something, he did some sort of bullshit that he always does. Anyway, so there's this quote that he has that is going around, and it says, he says, in that moment of he talks about, like, when the bus is rolling over or something. I might be getting that part of the quote wrong. I only have one part of the quote. When the bus is rolling over, when the train is being derailed, when the plane is making an emergency landing, in that moment of crisis, it's the believers that will turn and help each other, while it's the non-believers are the ones who will step on anybody they have to in order to get to their own selfish desire and reach their own selfish goal. And he's like, studies have shown that believers, at the very beginning of all that, he says, studies have shown. No. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
You understand that, like, the scientists that are trying to stop our, like, planet from burning probably are not, like, praying to God. Like, they're actually using science and stuff. Oh, my God. I hate him so much. I hate him so much.
Anyway, so there's the latest from
it's good old just Brad. That same old rhetoric of, like, you're not a good person unless you go to church.
Yeah, well, so, and then, well, oh, like, it's this whole thing of, like, oh, they're just playing church.
Yeah.
I think later in that talk he talks about as long as you're going to church, or at least as long as you're doing something, something is better than nothing. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, okay. That's why you can, like, you know, sexually assault people and minors, and because at least you're going to church and paying your tithing. It doesn't matter. Yeah. God, I hate him so much.
Well, and I think of, like, I don't know, my time in the Navy, I was exposed to a lot of people with different backgrounds and different beliefs and everything. And so, but, like, I knew that those people would, like, die for me, and I would die for them, you know, like, you, because you get to that point, like, you're out in the middle of nowhere in the ocean.
Yeah,
it does become like a very, like, you become very cohesive, and
yeah, you have to for survival, right?
Yeah. And you don't even think about, like, what their beliefs are or their belief systems are. It's just like, but I knew, like, the people that I would talk to, like, most of them didn't believe in Jesus, so it wasn't it wasn't a believer, non-believer thing. And I don't think he's thinking literally. I think he's talking, like, also just, like, that people that believe in Christ are more giving and more concerned of others, while non-believers are very selfish. And I think that's a very harmful dichotomy that he's presenting. And people are like, what are these studies? Are these, like, what are these fucking studies? Like,
yeah, I would like receipts. Yeah. Because, like, I think of, like, my really dear, dear friends. I have an agnostic, a Buddhist, an atheist. And those are the people that would, like, and have given so much of themselves to me in, like, times of crisis or need. And I'm like, but it's the Christians that are, no. They're the ones that are like, I'll pray for you. And you're like, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I love it. Yeah. Is praying for me going to get put food on my table? No.
Yeah.
Well, that was that was a good way to stoke the fire, because Dusty, you're gonna get heated. For this topic. So
and we're gonna revisit Brad Wilcox in one of these episodes when I take over, when my voice is a little less
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, yeah. Sorry, I apologize to everybody. I am once again getting over an illness. Mom life, you are never healthy. Never.
Oh man, that reminds me of, like, Katie and Sarah. Sarah's
Shout out to Sarah. I'm with you, girl. I'm right there with you. Because you can't take a sick day. You can't just, like, lay in bed and get better, because you still have to be a mom. It's just ridiculous.
No bueno.
I love my kids. I love my kids, but Jesus Christ, if they could just wash
them. Shout out to mothers, because y'all are amazing. I could not do it.
Seriously. Oh. Anyways, all right. Well.
All right. Are you ready for the topic? Yeah. No. You're stuck.
I'm literally attached to my computer. So, let's go.
So, last week, Monday, let's see. When was this? I probably should have had this a little better, but okay. Oh, it was on, where's that date? Where's the date? Goodness. Let's see. I should have had this a little more prepared here, but it's on brand, you know?
On brand. We're good. We're good here. I rage and you.
Oh, it was a week ago. So it was, what is that? The 17th. So on, St. Patty's Day, March 17th.
Oh, yeah. It was Sunday, yeah. Although this will come out and it won't be the right dates, but it's fine.
It's fine. Well, March 17th was when the post went up on Instagram.
Right.
We're going to talk about Instagram Gate, which is what it's being called.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah. So or no, Comment Gate.
Comment Gate.
So there was a post by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Instagram that quoted, so I'll read the quote first.
I'm already mad.
It has a picture of women, like art of women, and it's, if you've been anywhere in Eskimo land or even Mormon land on social media, you've seen it. It's really pretty, but it's actually kind of, and the artist has spoken out. We'll get to that, but. And the quote, it says, there is no other religious organization in the world that I know of that has so broadly given power and authority to women. There are religions that ordain some women to positions such as priests and pastors, but very few relative to the number of women in their congregations receive that authority that their church gives them. By contrast, all women 18 years and older in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who choose a covenant relationship with God in the house of the Lord are endowed with priesthood power directly from God. And as we serve in whatever calling or assignment, including ministering assignments, we are given priesthood authority to carry out those responsibilities. My dear sisters, you belong to a church which offers all its women priesthood power and authority from God. And that was by Sister... J. Annette Dennis. She's the first counselor of Relief Society for General Presidency. And it was during a Worldwide Relief Society devotional on February 1st.
Okay, a couple of things. Some churches give their women priest and minister, but not a lot of their congregation. Excuse me, 5 is more than 0.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a lot. Well, it's better than nothing.
This is right after they kicked the women off the stands of the general, up at the front of the in general conference.
Yeah.
Like, they're no longer allowed to sit up there.
Cool. But yeah, look at how like equal they are, you guys. Like, the women can do it. I would love men do. Yeah.
So as you can imagine, it has been a uproar. There's been like comments of all
the last I saw flooded. It was like 60,000 or something ridiculous.
Oh yeah, see, and at this time of this article that I'm gonna share, it's 8,000. So this was like like exploded. It was last I'd seen it was 14,000, but
oh, maybe it was only 6,000. Maybe I added a zero there. I've been sick. Let me go.
You're good.
But still, it was exceptionally a large amount.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, engagement from not only there was like it was Mormon women, active Mormon women, and Exmo women, and Exmo men piping in every once in a while. I commented on it too, but But there's we'll get to that. But the
You follow Dr. Julie Hanks?
I do Instagram? Now. I do now.
Yeah, I followed her for a long time, and that's how I like even knew about it. Is she made a video saying how she had left a comment, and she had gotten like 800 responses, and I was like,
oh, it's like 8,000 that she's got.
I saw it just when she'd posted. She was like, as she was saying it or whatever, and I was like,
we're gonna get to that, Dusty. Okay,
I'm sorry. You're skipping that's it. Just how I knew about it. It's through her. Yeah. So, yeah.
But Julie Hanks, we'll get to her. Dr. Hanks, I should really. Anyway, they let's see. They came. This is from the Salt Lake Tribune. It's written by Tamara Kemsley. It's from March 20th, so it's like old. There's been updates since, but I think it's basically the same now. Like, it's just there's a lot of people are commenting, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And I think a big thing is people were asking, like, are they going to even address this at General Conference? Because General Conference is coming up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying.
Those talks have been written for weeks. So
yeah.
I would say no.
Yeah. And they don't acknowledge these types of things.
No.
Like, this would not be something that they, and if they do acknowledge it, it'll be in October. Because
and they're not going to acknowledge it over the pulpit. It's going to be a letter that like Relief Society presidents read in Relief Society. It's not going to be a massive population because they're not going to address it because of the thousands and thousands of members that are not on Instagram and have no idea. They are not going to bring that up because they don't want them to know about it. So they're only going to address it where they can like
control it.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Which is, I mean, honestly, it's good PR. If anything, the church is really good at PR as far as like, they're just annoyingly perfect at it. Like, they're just,
they should teach the Kensington Palace how to run their
PR. Oh, no kidding. Right.
Christ.
I felt horrible after finding out that she had cancer. And then, I just all the jokes, but it was my thing was I was like, I thought the jokes about like the whole PR side of it was dumb.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Those were funny, yeah.
But like, where's Kate? You know, like getting into the conspiracy theory stuff. I was like, I don't care about that.
Like, who cares where she is? Let her. But I did enjoy like people just putting her face in like random things or like adding things. I thought that was hysterical and hilarious, and that's what's gonna happen, right? Like it just.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do feel my heart. I know they're listening, so my heart goes out to Princess Kate.
Yes, Princess Kate, our biggest fan. We love you.
She's a huge listener.
All right, so this article from the Salt Lake Tribune. Could you imagine?
We just get an email from the palace. Wanted to say thank you.
I would die. I would die. All right, so they came fast, though not furious. Nearly 8,000 comments, the majority from current and former Latter-day Saint women, pushing back against what was clearly intended to be a positive message of female empowerment. The offending post, a quote delivered by J. Annette Dennis, a worldwide leader in the Faith's Women's Relief Society organization, in a sermon broadcast to the women of the church across the globe Sunday and uploaded to the Faith's official Instagram account. They read the quote, and then thousands of social media users were not convinced, however, and by Tuesday night, the Utah-based Faith had penned an official response. The church's social media team acknowledges the numerous comments that have emerged in response to this post. Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Your comments will be shared with church leaders who follow these issues. We, like you, strive to follow the example of Jesus Christ in our interactions, including conversations online. Yeah. So they're trying to like, everything we hear you, which is okay. Not all the online comments were negative. I am so grateful for the testimony shared during that night. Cassie Stern beamed. I am so glad to know and have a testimony of the things they shared with us. The overwhelming majority, however, explained that the statement felt at odds with their experience in this 17 million member church. One person wrote, as active women, we have tried to have our voices heard. I've spoken in person with ward congregational. With ward and stake male leaders to ask for more female voices in the room to no avail. Words like dismissive and gaslighting peppered the comments, many of which went out of their way to avoid demonizing Latter-day Saint leaders and Dennis specifically. Sister Dennis and other church leaders are good people who are trying their best, wrote one. Joanna Taggart wrote, but this statement doesn't reflect my personal experience in the church. It feels like an attempted dismissal of my decade-long wrestle with this topic. It feels disingenuous because it's not in alignment with reality. I really feel tired and sad. Others struck a mournful tone, pointing to the post as an example of what ultimately drove them from the fold. Genuinely, I could have stayed in an imperfect church, explained C. Gillicuddy. This is like Instagram names. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was there for the journey. I was willing to stay on the ship. What finally led me to leave the church was rhetoric like this post that tried to make it seem like problems didn't exist, that I was seeing things that I couldn't trust my own heart and conscience. So it's basically gaslighting yourself. Mm-hmm. The church declined Wednesday to respond to Salt Lake Tribune questions. And then a glitch in the system. Sorrow and discouragement hardened into fury Wednesday morning when online responses began disappearing by the thousands. Commenters revolted. How can you say thank you for sharing our thoughts, feelings, and experiences and then in the same breath silence them? Posted Christina.
Yeah, it was an actual Instagram issue.
Actually, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't? Because all my comments started deleting on my other account. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get to that, though.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Deleting my message along with all the others is exactly what's currently hurting women in the church. Once being silenced and cast to the side. In a statement posted to Instagram stories, however, the church said it was a platform-wide issue triggering the vanishing act. So you had to happen.
I had issues on Sunday. Yeah. A bunch of my, I'm in a bunch of engagement groups and they just disappeared from Instagram. And then they came back like an hour and a half later. So yeah. I just assumed that, yeah, there was an issue when people were like freaking out. So I was like, well, Instagram has been on crack for the last couple of weeks, unfortunately.
It's been weird. There's been
so bad. Yeah. Like, I don't have a monetized account because you can't monetize in Instagram, but I do know I have a lot of friends who do monetize and they're like flipping out because this is their livelihood that's just randomly not working.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Instagram had not responded to a request for comment by midday Wednesday. However, on Twitter, I hate how they have to say X, formerly known as Twitter. Like, just say Twitter.
Just say Twitter.
Nobody knows it as X anyway. Like, no. Go away.
Nobody is.
The head of communications for Meta, which owns Instagram, acknowledged a technical issue had occurred. It caused people to have difficulty accessing some of our services. Which is interesting because I did read an article that said like Meta has said that there wasn't a glitch. So I'm really confused if they're like actually what's going on. So that's why I was saying like, oh, we'll get to that because I do have something, but yeah, but maybe get into that. But it's whether or not it did have a glitch. But there was also
like I haven't had comments just removed, but I've had like groups just not exist for an hour and then suddenly they're fine. Like it's but yeah, I've never seen comments actually just disappear before. That's never happened to me.
Yeah. And okay, so let's see, a story posted Wednesday by the United Kingdom's Mirror noted reports of issues specifically with comments on Instagram. Meanwhile, some of the comments that came in response to the church's post from previous days still remained visible, including one from the Latter-day Saint author and influencer Rosemary Card, who pleaded with the faith's leaders to heed the voices found in the comments. "We need actions, not words," she said. While many positions in the church, from Sunday school teacher to president of the Worldwide Church Children's Organization, are available to women, they are, in all instances, approved for those roles by male leaders. In more recent years, Latter-day Saint apostles have begun to speak more and more about women exercising priesthood power, believed to be God's authority given to his children. Dennis, first counselor of the Relief Society General Presidency, referred to this teaching in her speech on Sunday. Priesthood offices, however, are exclusive to men and teenage boys. "This distinction is important," said Christine Hagland, a writer and former editor of Dialogue, a journal of Mormon thought. "While distinguishing between priesthood power and priesthood office in this way may feel empowering for many LDS women, the fact that women's priesthood power is exercised exclusively with the permission and at the direction of men who hold priesthood office feels constraining and disempowering to many." Let's see. So, when those comments were disappearing, there was there's like this other account popped up on Instagram that was a that had like screenshotted all
Yeah, they were screenshotting all the comments.
It's called LDS comment section resurrection. And I think let's see, the comments are back, but just know that we stand by. P.S. Did I comment the? Oh, yeah. Anyway, so I'll just, I was going to like read some of these comments just to like.
I found your comment. It popped up. I went and looked for it, and you're like number one on my, probably because I follow you.
I was like, ooh, number one. I know that name. I don't remember what I said.
You said. Women weren't even allowed to pray in sacrament meetings until 1978.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Like, yes.
All right. So I don't know if we want to, let's see what the best way. So there's some that are like, they have this idea like, why do we need more power? We don't need more power. Like there's on that side. So this one, she says, "Why do women need to be given power? Shouldn't we already possess this power? Are we supposed to be grateful to these men who have given us this power? If we are being told that what a blessing it is that the church has given us power, we're seen as the inferior sex and are being pacified so we'll feel equal, which we most definitely are not." Let's see, this one says, "This is not an accurate statement at all, and for the fortunately few comments here saying that women who don't disagree with the statement in the post simply don't understand, please recognize how offensive and presumptuous it is to say something like that. I have lived my entire life in the church, attended BYU, served a mission, married in the temple, served as a temple ordinance worker. You're telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about when I say I stand with my fellow sisters who are not valued, who cannot make decisions without the approval of men, who are wounded and grieving that we are not allowed to learn more or speak to our Heavenly Mother. If you feel this way, you are only contributing to the problem that's silencing women's voices in the church."
Oh, yeah. My favorite one was Kate.Toronto. "Boy math is calling 28 male speakers and 3 female speakers gender equality."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, yep.
There was something, what goodness, I had it, I think I posted it on our Instagram. I don't know if I still have it. Oh, yeah. It was like a... So this guy had... he had talked about, like, losing the loss of masculine in the church.
I about snorted water out my nose.
Apparently,
yeah, like the people... loss of masculinity or something in the church. Yeah. And then you posted, like, the picture of all the, like...
mm-hmm. The loss of masculine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Still a bunch of old white men that make all the decisions, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. T. Ronchick. I don't know if I... Well, okay. I want to like this post, but like so many women, I feel a desire to understand more about my Heavenly Mother and feel her power. I believe we will be astonished when we will see that the real war on families is really a war on women. Diminishing our voices, our experiences, and our very real power and influence is not God's plan. The church has a lot of room to grow in this way.
Yep.
Beyond being categorically untrue, this kind of statement is so demoralizing to the women in this church who are desperately looking for some sign of change. It's honestly heartbreaking. Another thing that they've, because that I saw, and I probably should have had my sources on this, but that the women are leaving in the church in droves.
Yes.
And that's what scares the church, is that if a woman leaves, if a mother leaves, the children are more likely to follow. Whereas if the father leaves, the mother is
Mom's
the one
still
that
gonna. You were saying this to me. Mom's still gonna get everybody's Easter dresses on and do their hair and get them out the door in time.
Church, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's exactly. In like mixed faith families, I knows.
You knows?
It's still, even if it's the mom that's out and the dad is still going, it's still mom getting those kids ready to go to church and being supportive of her husband. It's not, dad's not getting up at 7 o'clock to like make breakfast, brush hair, pick out tights that go with the dress. Like, he's not doing that.
Exactly.
I'm sure there are a few dads out there that are, but I'm saying in general.
They're the exception, not the rule. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In general, Mormon men that I know are not the ones. My dad never was home on a Sunday morning. He had too many callings. He was never. Mm-hmm. When my mom was pregnant with my baby sister, we were getting ready for church and she was clearly in labor because my grandfather told her, "You look like a cow about to calve. You should get to the hospital." God bless my old cowboy grandpa. But it was my grandmother that came over and got us ready. Like, my dad didn't come home to get us ready. He took care of his callings. My grandparents took us to church and then he went home once church had started and took his wife to go have a baby. Like, you know, not saying that my dad didn't do the right thing. It's just, he had those responsibilities and they're so ingrained in like, this is your priority. Your wife giving birth on the bathroom floor is not. I double checked. There's 67,000. So I was right with 60,000. I thought I was. 67,000 likes.
And that's, likes? How many likes. Comments?
It won't tell me how many comments
are. They probably took that off.
They took it. Yeah, they turned off how many comments or whatever. That was something somebody chose to do for sure. But
yeah,
it's even if half of those people commented, that's 30,000 likes. Like, that's insane.
All right, so this one is really good. She's got 5 points here. She's one, saying women have authority or equality in this church does not actually make it true. Mm-hmm. Two, it is disappointing to see the birthday of the Relief Society being used to try to convince women that they have spiritual authority and equality in our church rather than actually making practical changes to make that so. Mm-hmm. Three, we could learn a lot from other religions instead of being so concerned with convincing ourselves we are superior to them. Mm-hmm. Four, our sister religion, so to speak, the Community of Christ, literally has a female president prophet leading their entire church right now. Not to mention there are several other religions where women lead congregations. And five, being a woman in this church is a painful experience for many of us. These lip service sound bites and pats on the head trying to tell us otherwise are invalidating and become increasingly more insulting.
Oh,
beautiful.
Bravo.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. And in her video, she was talking about how until we can say like our Heavenly Mother's name and acknowledge her, there is no such thing as equality. Like, and she has like the hashtag, like, say her name. And I'm like, yes, Dr.
Yeah, there's, hey. Say her name. And then there's hear her is another one. Her, that's yeah. Going around.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just, I'm scared for her.
Yeah.
I'm scared that there's going to be repercussions, but I think she knows that that is a chance that she's taking in the way that she's speaking up for women. But she's like my hero. Like,
yeah,
I'm so proud of her. I would never want her to leave the church because I think she's doing so much good internally of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a weird, it's a weird place to be proud of somebody who believes a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. But if there's going to be change, it's going to have to come from within. Like,
it has to. Yeah. Yeah. And I know a lot of people that say, like, I'm going to change it from within. And I'm like, if that helps you sleep better at night, then I'm proud of you. You know, like, she's somebody who could actually probably create change. But
yeah, because she's got enough of a following and enough of a like push behind her that it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. A big part of the conversation that's coming up is about Heavenly Mother, which is interesting to me, is that, like, why can't we talk to Heavenly Mother? Why is she, like, that's just, and that has always, like, been weird to me anyway. Like, oh, we don't say her name because we want to protect her. God wanted to protect her from being, spoken of in vain or whatever.
It all comes back down to the way the church is created is men have the power. So they don't want to acknowledge that a Heavenly Mother had anything to do with the creation of the earth, the creation of the spirit children, because then they have to acknowledge that, yes, it does take man and woman in that religion to exist. And they don't want that. They want the men to have the power. They want women to stay at home and have the babies. And somebody was even quoted a talk that somebody gave at priesthood session about, where are the women? They're at home making donuts for us men to enjoy when we've come back from our spiritual. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, it
was, yeah, I was like, ooh.
That sounds really familiar, actually. I feel like
Here's the quote. It's Nate the H on Instagram. Tonight I am attending with a son, sons-in-law, and grandsons. Where are their mothers? Gathered in the kitchen of our home. What are they doing? Making large batches of homemade donuts. And when we return home, we will feast on those donuts while we enjoy them. These mothers, sisters, and daughters will listen intensely as each of us speaks of things we learned here tonight. It is a nice family tradition, symbolic of the fact that everything we learn and do as priesthood bearers should bless our families. Apostle Russell M. Nelson, Our Sacred Duty to Honor Women, ends on May 1999. So it's again putting that men go and are taught, and then they bring it home and they dumb it down for us little tiny women with our little tiny arms, and they explain it to us because we are not, like, we shouldn't be sitting in those meetings because it's just really hard for our little brains to understand.
Yeah. As somebody who has been in those meetings, I'm like, this is all just the same shit that is said in other meetings. So it's not like it's even special. Like, it's not, it's just geared to a different audience. So it's like, okay, cool. Like, we talk about, I just remember talks about, maybe just because it, like, stuck out to me because porn watcher here. But, like, I would, like, talks about porn and talks about, like,
and that's too inappropriate for women to listen to. Like, we can't.
Women don't
we
have
can't.
A problem with porn because women aren't sexual creatures.
No.
Like, that's
and it would be very embarrassing for us to have to listen to men talk about pornography. But it's that's constant rhetoric of protecting. I'm doing air quotes. Protecting the women, you know, don't let them out in the world or don't let them read books because they might get ideas and start thinking guest on.
Let's see. I'm going to go to the source, even though I don't want to. Seeing some of my friends liking that post, I'm like, oh, honey, what were you thinking?
And you're hoping they're liking it from, like,
the other
sense of, like, please acknowledge that this is not okay.
Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to find. Oh, there's. Okay, so this is Dr. Hanks's comment. I was. Almost 9,000 likes on it. Yes, priesthood power is given to women in the LDS Church through setting apart for callings and through the endowment, but it's only granted through men by men. Men decide the callings. Men must sign your temple recommend. Men perform the endowment, with the exception of the washing and anointing. Please clarify what priesthood authority actually means. What authority do LDS women actually have? We can serve in callings, serve in families and communities, and pray, which everyone can do. Last year, my daughter asked me to officiate her civil wedding. I was ordained on the internet. Hey, so, me too. through American Marriage Ministers with the power and authority to perform my daughter's wedding. It was so touching and such an honor to be an integral part of my daughter's special day, something that couldn't happen in my church because I'm a woman. It's heartbreaking that our Heavenly Mother, our eternal prototype, was not mentioned once in Women's Conference. Until we recognize equality of heavenly parents, we will not have equality in the organization of the church or in families. Say her name.
Yes, Dr. Julie Hanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Tomster says you should get to know more religious organizations.
This one's kind of long. I have to read this to you, though. JDog7723. I love your screen name. My wife showed me a podcast recently where a woman was trying to help get changes made for the terrible, ill-fitting women's garments. This woman did a lot of research and spent many hours gathering opinions from other ladies in the church and respectfully took that data she had collected to the men in charge of ultimately making any decisions in this matter. Sadly, her ideas were shot down quickly, and the man in charge told her she was talking about blood and gore, and these things shouldn't be discussed when relating to the sacred garment.
What?
Yeah. So she's talking about female health and the garments. The garments are... I have so many ex-Mormon friends who had, like, chronic yeast infections while wearing the garments.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are not healthy. Yes. They are not. They're not conducive with... And they're expensive. So you have to cycle through them. You're supposed to throw out your panties and get new panties, like, every 3 months. You're not doing that with garments. I'm sorry, I don't know anybody that could do that unless they were like very wealthy. Or you live so far away from a distribution center. Like, I was in the church when like online ordering was not a thing. So yeah. I had to physically go to the temple that was 3 hours away from where I was living at the time. So there is a major health concern. And her bringing this up and saying women are suffering was, you're talking about blood and gore, and that's icky. Like, what?
Calling it blood and gore when it's like a natural, like.
The reason we're able to give you these beautiful babies that we're supposed to multiply is because of that blood and gore, you fucking moron. Like, it makes me so crazy. So crazy. And every time I see a like LDS friend or like my sister's not wearing their garments, I'm like, yes. That's right. Give your body permission to be healthy and free of that fucking polyester shit.
It's funny. This is like kind of random, but the on brand. When I worked at Deseret Book, we had a distribution center. It was when they first started doing that, as combining the two. Yeah. And of course, I thought it was interesting. Like, only women could work in there, which is, I was like, I don't want to work in there anyway, but, you know, like, could you imagine me, like, here, what size do you want? What cup size do you have? Like, I just, like.
That doesn't matter. There's small, medium, large. There's no.
Oh, really?
For me, I would either have to go
puppies in.
Huge, fit, or I would have to go tiny, and then everybody would be like, that's not appropriate because it's too tight. Like, there's no cup size. There's nothing. At least when I was in, it was small, medium, large. Which would you like? Wow. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Because that's how women are. They just come in three different sizes. Yeah.
Three different sizes. And we're all proportioned. None of us have, like, super long legs and zero torso. No, that's
Yeah, and all the vaginas are the same. They're all, absolutely. You know, everything's. Works, you know, everything's the same, just as, yeah. But I remember distinctly because it was always busy. We worked right across from the temple, so it was like they would go to their temp, go to, or it would be before or after they'd go to the temple. You know, usually they'd go and get their stuff. And one of my coworkers, who she'd worked there forever, and she was like, "Do these people like just buy new underwear like every time they don't ever like reuse?" And I was like, "I don't know." She was making a joke, but I was It was like, "Why is it always busy? Why do they always need underwear?" But I was like, "I don't know." Then you have the, so I think women definitely changed. That bought new more
you
more
have
garments
to, because
than they.
As soon as some blood gets onto it, then it's like a sacrilegious thing. Oh, and like, yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Ah! Like, women would do that. Like, they change their, you know, buy new stuff all the time because they have to. But
have
also,
to,
but then you got the men who wear it until it's like threadbare, nasty.
My accent has like pulled out. Collar that was like all unraveling, I would be like, Jesus Christ, you look like I can't even get into it. Like I have to cut out the symbols and I have to throw mine away because I got blood on it because I bleed every month. But you can wear yours until it's literally unraveling and like strings are hanging off of it. Explain that to me.
How is that literally like being respectful for the, because you're supposed to respect them so much, you know, you're supposed to I always felt weird even putting them like on the floor. You know, it was one of those things, like, because they get into your head so much of how sacred they are.
it's a mind fuck for sure. That was a random tangent, but anyways, I just had to rage about it.
No, it's good. It fits with the stuff because the garments are a very, like, an outward symbol of the way that they treat women and how they just disregard how women, even down to, like, how they're shaped, how you're proportioned, how you, like, and your bodily function, like, your health, you know, like, the health of a vagina that most people, even a... as far as I know, like the typical woman doesn't even really fully understand their own, like what's going on down there. Because,
especially coming from the church. Yeah. There's no, you don't know the anatomy of it. You don't understand the functions of it. You have no, cause you're not supposed to like have any self-exploration or understanding because that could lead to masturbation.
And we can't have that. You gotta
have that.
And especially as like if you're a younger woman and you're like exploring and like you, oh, I broke my hymen. I don't know, whatever that is. Like, is that a thing? I don't
it's
even
a
know.
Thing. Most women break it riding a horse, riding a bike. Like it's
that's
not.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, that's like a, it's just a misnomer. But
like I was a very sporty child, so mine never broke. When I had sex for the first time, because clearly it had already been stretched or whatever, like from wearing tampons, I'm sure, because that's evil too, according to some people.
So Brooke White, do you know who she is? She was an American Idol finalist. She got pretty high up there, and I always listened to her. She's got a great voice. Cool. And she kind of got a few things. Anyway, She's been around a while, but she commented on it, and I just was reading it a little bit as we were talking.
Is she LDS or just?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Yeah, that's why it's.
I was like, just a random like singer is like involved in it. That's crazy.
Yes, I probably should have said that. Yeah, she's LDS. Okay.
No, I. What kind of music does she sing? I'm sure I've never.
Definitely not your type. It's a little more like singer songwriter poppy type stuff.
Radio bop. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. It's she plays the piano a lot too, so was, I just remember it was one of the first seasons that I really watched American Idol, and she was like one of the top ones, and she I just loved her, like she had like a Carly Simon thing going on, and
okay, cool. All right.
Anyway, so her comment, she says, "I've been hesitant to add my voice here, but it was 20 years ago I started seeing the truth of the invisibility and control of women in this church and all the patterns. To say my it broke my heart is an understatement. I have loved and believed and trusted and obeyed and served this church with all that I have. The temple, which I was anticipating as an experience that would bring me closer to God and Christ, was a literal wrecking ball that wiped me out and left me in absolute devastation to my relationship with God and the church. It was not what I wanted to see, but I saw it and can't unsee it. It broke my heart and left me my spiritual identity in shambles, wondering if it was just me. Maybe I couldn't trust myself. Like Eve, was I just being deceived by Satan? Who even is God to me anymore? Do I even know him? I prayed and prayed and prayed. I kept trying to doubt my doubts, but the sad, painful truth has been the pebble in my shoe I have walked with ever since. There's goodness and good people here, things that have undeniably blessed my life and given me purpose, direction, and meaning. God has spoken to me in undeniable ways, and when I asked for peace about many of these things, would not give it to me. Now I'm learning to accept that God won't give me peace about it because these patterns are not rooted in truth or in them. I wish so much that this statement shared here was true, but I cannot add my amen. The distance is too difficult to ignore. I can respect that this is not the experience for some women and people, but I won't lie, I'm thankful for the opportunity for so many women to share their voice and heart and experience. I feel less alone in this painful pattern. I still go to church every Sunday. I'm still holding out hope that we can change. Please hear us. This is real.
Wow. That's incredible.
I think that's like one of the first times she's actually been like super open about like even like having any like, first of all, being LDS. Like she was never like really like, hey, I'm LDS, you know, I'm.
Yeah. What? She was like the David Archuleta of the. Yeah.
Well, like David Archuleta, like he said, hey, I'm Mormon. But like she was never like that way. She kind of like distanced herself from that identity to pursue her music career. Right. But then and it was like you had to like kind of search for that information about her.
Right.
Oh yeah, she is Mormon.
That's crazy, hey? Good for her to like take a stand, and because again I feel a sense of like fear for some of these people, because even me, who was nothing, just a member, I mean I'm very important, but in just going here,
yeah,
trying to leave and being told I needed to have like a council of love. Like, I'm nobody, and I just wanted out. I wasn't making noise. I wasn't doing anything. And they still, yeah. Like, I have this sense of, like, apprehension for these people. Like, they're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, and we know, yeah. Like, that, what is it? What am I trying to say? The, like, your visibility in the church does not save you. Like, nope. What's her name? Dr. Helfert? Natasha Helfert?
Yeah, Natasha Helfert, yeah.
Like, that she was excommunicated very visibly, and she had been, like, yeah.
Yeah, John Dillon, same thing. He was excommunicated because yeah. He had a platform, and he was speaking out. And that was when he was, like, a believing member. Like, he yeah. still he still called himself a Mormon for years after his excommunication.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's... Yeah, it makes, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like sometimes these people say things and they just, you know, not to call out Charlie Bird, but he is very vocal about his lifestyle and how he's living, which is not in accordance with how we were all raised in the church. And yet he's this poster child, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know we go back and forth on really talking about him, but then you have somebody like Natasha Helfer, who's trying to help youth to survive, and they're like, nope, you're out, sorry.
Yeah.
And like, really, all she was talking about was sex. That's all she was talking about.
Yeah, healthy sex.
Like, healthy sex. So why was she picked out, and why is Charlie Bird, not that I want Charlie Bird to be excommunicated, I want him to be safe and happy and healthy. I just don't understand. Is it because Natasha is a woman talking about sex? If it had been a man, would he have been glorified of like, look at this man, he's helping us have healthy sex in the church? Like, I don't.
Well, I think the big difference between those two is that Charlie Bird is defending the church all the time. Like, he's
yeah.
willing to, he defends the church. Whereas Natasha Helfert is more, she loved the church, but she was like, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. And so if you're going to go against the church, that's the That's maybe the nail in the coffin.
Infuriating.
So this one guy, this one comment, he said, I can tell my wife she has all the power and authority in my marriage until I'm blue in the face, but if I'm 100% making, if I'm making 100% of the final decisions, that's textbook gaslighting.
Yeah, I saw that one. I liked it. I was like, yeah, you're 100% right, my dude.
Yeah.
Oh, here, it just popped up real brick white. I just saw it. There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that.
This woman says, Episcopalians have women priests, Lutherans have women pastors, Judaism have women rabbis. Girls Camp podcast said, perhaps the only thing more condescending than denying women power and authority based on their gender is acting like they'll believe your BS when you claim that that's not what you're doing.
Oh, I love her. I love her. She is so articulate. She's who I wish I could, like, grow up to be. The way she speaks and the way she, like, articulates things. I'm so proud of her. Our friend Rise of Eve said, name one leadership call. Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Name one leadership calling exclusively held by women that men have absolutely no interference with or need to grant any sort of permission at all. Now name the callings for males that requires a woman's permission or interference. I'll give you the answer to both. None.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We love you, Rise of Eve.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, that's Commentgate, and I think it's I love that it's happening, like that it's like, and that the church has had to, they at least someone in the like church offices has had to like deal with it.
Yeah,
you know,
they had to write up that like, we hear you, thank you for your time. Could you imagine the like panic that that person was probably like,
yeah.
Oh no,
no.
Just like watching like, the comments.
Is it too late to like, delete?
Be like, oh shit, oh sugar.
oh shoot, oh gosh, dang.
Oh no. Oh, fudgesicles. Oh, frick. That was my favorite. Oh, frick.
When I moved to Idaho, one of the things that I think I've said this before, but like the quote unquote popular Mormon kids would say, what the H?
Yeah, that was a like, thing too.
I was just like, just say hell. Like, seriously. Like, that's not even the bad one.
I was in high school with my like black clothes and my blue hair and my like lip piercing. Somebody was like, you're just so effing weird. And I was like, you're so fucking dumb. They were like, oh, you're saying the same thing. Like effing. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
You're so effing weird, Dusty. Yeah. Well, you're fucking ugly. So whatever.
All right, well, listeners, if you want to go, throw your voices in the ring on that post.
Add to the
there.
67,000 likes.
It's wild.
Wild.
I don't think they've seen that level of engagement like ever.
and it's not a level of like, yeah, good job. It's a level of like, you are so fucking stupid.
Yeah. And the fact that it's on both sides, like both active members mm-hmm. and ex-members are saying, like that we're actually like agreeing on something.
And men coming to the defense and being like, "You're full of shit." There's no equality. Me as a man looking at my wife, no, the church doesn't believe that. Like, yeah. Anyways, proud of everybody who voiced their opinions.
Yeah. Well, and then there's that. That video of like how the kid dancing and he's like a 12-year-old boy getting more power than his mom or whatever
at 12 because he got the priesthood.
Yeah
That was the best.
So many people have sent that to me. I was like,
oh, have they?
I do have a brand. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I sent it in for the not so people chat.
Okay. Smash the fuck the patriarchy. Not that.